I definitely don't get very much sleep, but it's fine.
She doesn't.
She ate the blue venom M&M.
Make some croissants.
I made some croissants today.
I kind of like, you know, do the walk run. I'm like,
and I have never officially fired somebody.
He picks up the pizza. He throws it at
her.
And she, everyone's like, and then he like leaves and he is cussing outside. He's like pacing back and forth. I'm like, oh, what? My dude, we don't cook the pizza.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, Tie-Dye and Gelato. Today we have a special guest.
Yep.
Spencer.
Hello.
So fun.
We are also missing Corey, but
it's okay. Oh. Happy to have you, Spencer.
But Spencer is our token male.
Yeah, he graciously decided.
I volunteer as tribute.
Perfect.
So we still got four of us. Right. So that's pretty great. Yeah, how are y'all doing?
So good.
Fantastic.
Great.
Yep. Ready for this episode.
It finally heated up. The weather this... Talking about the weather.
Jenna doesn't know how to do banter.
Listen, I never start the episodes. I never start them. I never plan them. I show up. And they're like, okay, Sienna, you gotta plan this one. You gotta do the banter. And I don't know how. Spencer's here. It's hot outside. We're all hot right now. Okay.
And the AC's on,
the
but
AC's
it's still
on,
hot.
But it's still hot in here.
It's still... Never mind.
What?
Yeah, it's still sweaty outside. And then I was like, well, that's weird.
If you've been listening, you know that we record in this room usually with the AC off because you can hear it. But today Julie
it's
was
so
like,
dang
I would,
hot.
Yeah, today Julie was like, I would rather fix the audio than deal with the heat.
Than sweat to death.
Yeah.
To slowly melt. Actually, it would be quickly melt, let's be honest.
Have y'all seen the Grimace shake videos?
No. Oh, for
I've
like
heard
the,
of it.
The
I
McDonald's
haven't seen any.
Stuff?
What?
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
I only have seen them because you've shown
them. Oh, yes, I did show you one because I was like, this is wild. This will be a little bit of a banter.
Don't they, like, drink it and then it, like, cuts and they're in some random place?
So it's for McDonald's and they are doing, like, just, I don't know what it's for, but, like, back in the day, they had a bunch of characters.
The
be
mascots.
Like, yeah, the yeah. mascots. Anyway, there was this, like, little purple guy named Grimace, mm-hmm. and it's his birthday. And they just decided to make a shake, and actually, it was, like, a whole meal, but people have been really focusing on the shake. It's, like, purple, and it's got whipped cream on it. Anyway, but people have been making videos all over social media, and they're, like, trying it, and then they're, like, happy birthday, Grimace, let's try the shake, or whatever, and it's them drinking it. And then the next clip is of them like being messed up. Like, it's just like some of them are kind of scary because it's just like, it's just
what
like,
do you mean by being messed up?
Like, I'm trying not
like
to
convulsions,
like, yeah, but like
dead,
yeah, yeah, it's like they've
demon
it's
possessed.
Like, kind of. All of the above is our videos that I've seen. So like some people are yeah like dead and some of them are yeah just like convulsing or whatever. Some of them are in yeah like random places. And anyway, yeah, that's like the thing. But recently I've been seeing other videos. It's like Grimace just wanted to share his birthday with everybody and y'all are making fun of it. And it's just like sad pictures of little baby Grimace holding his shake like. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for laughing at this freaking thing. Anyway,
have you had the shake?
No, but Corey has, and he right before I started seeing these videos, he had it the day before. Like we went and got
where
McDonald's.
Where is he when we need him?
I know,
this is the most important thing we've ever
I asked him
about.
I was like, have you seen these videos of Grimace, of the Grimace shake? And he's like, no. And I was like, the purple shake that you got, you haven't seen?
So
videos
what does
it
taste like?
I have no idea.
It tastes like Grimace.
Yeah. It's a piece of Grimace. Happy birthday, Grimace.
So do you drink it and then you
Spencer's literally crying over there.
I see. So you drink it and then you Grimace and then you die.
Shut up. I'm going to show you a video when we're done with this. Because they're crazy. Like, I've seen some paranormal activity up in here. Like, things, like, there's such a broad spectrum last of these videos. But now I feel bad for making fun of it because it's just like this little dude who wants to share his birthday.
Oh, because the animated character is sad.
Yeah.
He's not even animated. He's like a big puppet.
Yeah. Like they used to have, it's like a Chuck E. Cheese type thing. Like they used to have like ads of these characters that come out greeting characters.
I've been to a McDonald's that just had like giant plastic, like,
yeah,
like band. a giant
that would play.
No. This one didn't have a band. It was just like the characters on the ceiling.
I see it. Yeah.
On the ceiling.
Ours are on the, they are like,
constantly looking at you.
Yeah, no, they do.
What Chuck E. Cheese have you been going to?
It's not Chuck E. Cheese. It's McDonald's. Oh.
I was thinking of Chuck E. Cheese, band. Well,
this was my childhood McDonald's. They had like a 3-story playset, and on the 3rd story, all of the like characters were suspended from the ceiling.
Suspended?
Well, that's better than saying hung from the ceiling.
Okay. Anyway, happy birthday, Grimace.
Happy birthday, Grimace.
Shout out to my boy, Grimace.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Sienna, we bantered for you.
Good banter. Speaking of McDonald's, people have to work there.
I worked there for a summer.
You worked at McDonald's?
Really?
How
you were
was
a McDonald's
that?
Worker?
Yes, I was. Tell us more.
What did you do? Were you the register person?
Yeah, I was. Well, so
I was the registrar.
I'm registrar. So we had just moved and I had turned 16 like around the same time we moved, and it was the summer, and my mom's like, Angela, you're 16, you have to get like a real person job, which I had like always babysat and did like camps for kids and kind of got money that way. But like my mom was like, now you have to have an actual job. And so I applied all around town, but like no one was really getting back to me. And I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I just moved here, Mom. Like, I don't have friends. Be nice to me. And she's like, well, if you don't hear back from anybody, then we're going to take you to McDonald's and you'll apply because they will hire you. And they did hire me. Oh, are we supposed to bleep out where we worked? Because
McDonald's is McDonald's.
Yeah, that's fair. And so it was my first, like, job that I got a W-2 for. And it was interesting because the first 2 weeks they literally just had me clean for 5 hours straight. And I kind of was like, everything is clean. I don't know what to do. And they're like, they like didn't train me how to do anything else. And then they like trained me on register. So I did that for a while. But one of the ladies who worked the register with me was like super grumpy. She still works at that same McDonald's and my sisters are scared of her.
Oh my gosh.
And then I learned how to do like the drinks, which like that's not like the soda, but like the fun McCafe drinks.
Like the Grimace shake? Sorry.
Well, you realize the ice cream machine is always broken. Technically, I could have made the Grimace shake.
So she's kind of a big deal.
But like the McFlurries, like the spoon attaches to the machine, and that's why it's shaped like that.
So can you tell us why the ice cream machine is always broken?
I don't know. I just show up and it's always broken.
Is it actually broken?
Most of the time, yeah. At least at the location I worked at.
The location close to where we live, it's always broken.
The one is here too. I went the other day and they were like,
That's what I was talking about.
She literally just
said we live in the same place.
Oh, I thought you meant like home. Oh,
no, like the McDonald's closest to us.
Oh yeah. Always broken. I'm like, I just want a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah. I just want a vanilla ice cream cone to dip my fries in, man. Yeah.
It's broken. Oh, we don't have ice cream today. And I'm like, what?
So sad.
But I did realize something about that job. I always just kind of went and started making the fun drinks. But I think I was like supposed to be assigned a position. Like, oh, you're doing register today. Or, oh, you're doing this today. But no one communicated to me how I would know that. So I just kind of went where I wanted to go. And then sometimes people would be like, hey, you're supposed to be helping on register. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Okay, it's fine. I was 16. I worked there 3 months. And then I was like, definitely finding a better job.
Goodbye.
But
yeah. My first job was at a burger joint too. Not a McDonald's, but it was a little local burger joint, and it was a good time. I actually
worked there a long time.
I worked there 2 summers.
Oh, okay.
It was closed in the winter, right?
It closed in the winter. Mm-hmm. The owner, so I worked there under 2 owners. That's the second owner threw that place in the trash. I mean, destroyed it. But the first owner, he decided to try keeping it open in the winter, but it just wasn't busy enough in the winter. You know, it's like a place with like shakes and burgers. And a lot of our seating was outside. It just was better in the summer. But yeah, that was my first job at 16. I got the burger experience, and I've been in the food industry ever since. Yeah, so today, if that didn't introduce our topic, we're talking about work. Employment.
Employment.
Getting them big bucks.
I think Sienna should always lead our episodes from now on. Getting that big money.
So what does everybody do? Just, you know, let's let the listeners know what we all do for work currently.
Oh, I'll go first. Yeah. So I work in the newborn ICU.
What is your official title? What would you put on your resume?
My official title is a patient care tech. Or no, sorry. Not a patient care tech. I'm so sorry. That was my old one. It's now a critical care tech because it's an ICU. Oh. So I am now a little step above that. Basically a patient care tech. But I have more ICU experience because we deal with our critical little newborns. Okay. So, yeah, that's my role in our local hospital. And we have, it's a big ICU, or it's a big NICU. It's the biggest. Are we the biggest? I think we're actually the biggest one in the region.
Wow.
We have 56 beds. Pretty cool. I love it. It's great. It's so great.
Bailey's tough because she like works nights, and then the next day she like works days, and then she works 12 hours, and it's just pretty crazy.
I don't know how she does it. Yeah. Because I live with Bailey, and watching her schedule, and we've talked about this before on the mm-hmm. podcast, but just watching your schedule is exhausting to me. And the fact that you manage to just do it all is really amazing.
Thanks. It's a good time. I definitely don't get very much sleep, but it's fine.
She doesn't. There was one point where she was working full-time school on top of that, and it was 8 hours a week, right?
An internship, yeah.
Yeah, 8 hours a week doing an internship at the mm-hmm. same time.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Insanity.
That semester was tough.
How many credits were you taking?
I was taking 14.
Wow.
14 or 15?
Full-time student. Mm-hmm.
I was a full-time student. Yeah, amazing. It was good. But we're not doing that anymore. Now it's summer and I just work. That's Yay. It. And it's nice.
That's good.
Spencer, what do you do?
I am self-employed.
Yes.
So.
What do you put on your resume?
So,
what is your official title?
I've debated this a lot. So Julie says I'm CEO, but it's like a small business. It's just me and Julie.
Yeah, so that
like,
makes you CEO.
Yeah, but CEO makes it sound like I'm ahead of this big company when really it's just me and my wife. So
you're still CEO.
So I would put like...
And owner.
I would put like Ooh. Owner or like just what I mainly do is video editor. So that's what's on my LinkedIn profile right now.
Nice. Okay, well, you need to change it to... owner/CEO and then
CEO of small company.
Well, just put the CEO of your company and then also put all your skills because you're also a YouTuber and you're a...
Wait, are you?
Yeah.
Are you
technically,
on YouTube?
Yeah.
Do you stream? What do you do?
I don't stream. I make videos about a game called Terraria. I don't know if you've heard
Which
of it.
Which is like... The only game I've ever played was Stardew Valley, but not the same. It has similar animation
similar
style.
Similar graphics, yeah. Yes.
And that is all I know about gaming in that sentence.
The easiest way I can explain it is it's like 2D Minecraft, but with more bosses and like items. Whoa. That's the best way I can describe it. Anyways.
So you just film you playing it?
Yeah, so I make like tutorial videos on how to get certain items or building videos or stuff like that.
How many followers do you have?
I currently have over 3,100 now.
Shoot, dang. So, that's way more than we have.
I know. I was like, I got to tell my little brother about you. What the heck?
Yeah.
Everyone go watch Spencer.
Yeah.
Go subscribe.
It's called Sheffy with an underscore. So SHEFFY underscore.
You can also find him on Instagram with that handle.
No, I actually don't. I don't have an Instagram for my YouTube channel.
Oh, okay. Never mind. No. See, I'm trying to promote you and you're making
little Instagram reels.
It's too much work to do multiple for that. Fair. So I just do just YouTube.
He also does social media marketing for our podcast.
Yes. Thank you, Spencer.
So that's, yeah. So you're like, is it CMO? That's marketing?
Yeah.
Do you do that for your company too?
Yeah, I'm not very good at
it. So he's CEO and CMO?
I basically run pretty much everything for our small business except for editing podcasts. That's like Julie's niche. But we just help, our goal is to help like YouTubers and influencers with their social media content. So anything in that process, that's what we do. So
heck yeah.
Wow.
That's
awesome. You're so cool.
That is really
change
cool.
Your LinkedIn profile.
Yes.
Maybe.
We're promoting you.
Yeah. Right, Angela? What about you?
My official title is pastry chef / kitchen manager.
Very nice.
Ooh, yes. Nice.
So I worked my way up from McDonald's. Hey,
So what do you do in a day? Like, what does that entail?
Baking.
Make some croissants.
I made some croissants today. Yes. And then I have a couple employees under me. So dealing with like hiring and firing.
Do you like set schedules?
And I set schedules and then I do like ordering stuff for the kitchen and just like all those kind of things. That's like the managerial side. And then I create recipes and I bake things.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you have the authority to change the menu?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I think we should all visit.
We should.
Great.
That would be awesome.
I definitely have gluten-free options, and I do have vegan and gluten-free options, but the only main one I have is banana bread, which Julie can't eat, but you can eat bananas.
Yes, banana bread is very good.
All right. So, look, I have things everyone can eat.
Great.
Those who don't know, I'm dairy and gluten-free, so.
Spencer makes it difficult to cook for
very
him.
Very difficult.
I'm just kidding.
Julie's everything free.
No, Julie is less difficult than...
Yeah, Julie's just gluten-free.
Julie's less difficult than Spencer.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, I've actually made these really good gluten-free vegan raspberry bars.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll have to make those. Okay, sorry.
I'm starting to get hungry.
Getting distracted. Sienna, what do?
I work at a little cookie shop.
Yay.
I've worked there for many years now. I guess official title would be general store manager or general kitchen manager. I don't know. General manager.
General manager.
General manager.
You're the GM.
I'm the GM. That's me. And yeah, that's what I do for my work.
So what does that look like on the daily?
Really just being the person who people come to with questions or problems. We have people to like... We've like divvied everything out so it doesn't all just fall on me. So we have somebody who does scheduling and somebody who can do the ordering. But I am the person who can like do it all, I guess. So that like when somebody is gone, we have somebody who knows how it all goes. So yeah, that's pretty much me.
Do you hire and fire people?
I have hired. I do hire sometimes. We haven't hired in a long time because we haven't needed to. And I have never officially fired somebody.
What does that mean?
It means I very gently told somebody their services weren't needed anymore.
Technically firing them.
How did they respond to that? Were they like...
No response. I don't know that that's cool.
Do you have the authority to change the menu?
No, that's the owners. Oh, okay. No, that's the owners. We have a very set menu.
Gotcha.
Like... Yeah. What cookies very we have, set. We have. So that's all on the owners. She's asked me before to like come up with new cookies.
So you have input, but you don't have the authority to change it.
No. That's all on the owners. And they're very picky about that. Our company just got bought by some new people. So also a lot of it is just being like knowing, I guess.
The amount of time Sienna's mouth open and closed right there.
She's like, I'm just gonna say the owners, they're fantastic, but they don't necessarily know how the kitchen runs.
Well, they just bought a new company.
They
are growing pains with that.
So, yeah. So a lot of it's just kind of like keeping things together.
So you're there.
And making cookies all day. Making cookies, baking, rolling, packaging, doing all the fun things.
So your day-to-day is mostly making cookies, but then if someone has a problem, you have to deal with it.
That's me.
All right.
Woohoo. Nice.
Yep. That's cool.
Yeah.
You're cool.
You're cool.
Shut up.
Shut the front door.
Front door. All
right. Yeah. So work. Can't live without it.
I'm so glad we put you in charge of this.
So, funny things happen at work sometimes. So, I wanted to ask.
Transitions are so good.
Don't judge me. I've never done this before. I've never been in charge of a podcast. I just show up, like I said.
They're so good. Keep going. No, you're doing
ask
great.
Ask us your questions.
You're doing great, sweetie.
I want to hear your work. Like, funny stories or horror stories. Like, does anybody have, like, stories that they want to tell about work?
I have one. It's not mine, but it happened in the same company and it happened to my sister. Can I tell that? Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, great. I'm not going to tell the company, but it was a pizza place and it was my very first job. And my little sister also, like, after I left, she got the same job. Around the same age. I never had an experience like this. Everyone was pretty nice, but she had, like... So the way that it happens is, like, everyone can, like, see you making the pizza right in front of them, and then you package it up, and then usually the person packaging it up would take it to the customer. Anyway, so it's, like, this lobby full of people, and she finishes the pizza, packages it up, and then she goes to give it to this dude, and he's like, "This isn't what I asked for." And, she's like, "I don't know what, like, I have the ticket right here. It's everything, like, is written on there." And he's like, "Well, you don't..." Oh, man, is this going to give it away as to where
it's fine.
Because it's part of the story. Okay. He was like, "You don't cook it?" And she was like, "No. It's literally, like, on the instructions. It's on our website, everything." And she didn't, like, say that, but she was like, "No. Have you never been here?" Like, he's like, "I swear you guys used to cook them." And she's like, "No. And he's like, "Well, I want mine cooked." And she's like, "We don't have an oven, so I don't know what to tell you." And he was like, "Well, you better figure out how to cook this." She's like 16 years old. "You better figure out how to cook this," and, like, starts cussing at everybody in the store. Like, people are there. It's like the public place. Anyway, starts cussing at her. And little sister, he looks like he's, like, going to swing at her. Like, lifts up his hand and looks like he's going to swing at her. So my sister, like... runs behind the like counter, and he picks up the pizza and he throws it at her.
Oh my gosh. What?
And she, everyone's like, and then he, like, leaves, and he is cussing outside. He's, like, pacing back and forth. I'm like, "Oh, what? My dude, we don't cook the pizza."
Salt my pizza!
Luckily, she wasn't hit, and she wasn't injured, but it's really, really funny. And for Halloween that year, I told her she should dress up as him for Halloween. Oh, and when, like, because she had to work Halloween there, I think. I can't remember. But anyway, I was like, "You should dress up as him."
Oh my gosh. People are so dumb. Like, how do you not know that?
It's in the ads.
Yeah.
You take it home and cook it yourself. Like, what the heck? I don't understand. Anyway, everything's fine. But that was one of my favorite stories I've ever heard from
that is
her.
Funny. I have a story that I want to tell real quick.
Oh, yes.
So, like I said, I have worked at this cookie place for a long time. And there was one time that this mom and her daughter came in. And this daughter was probably like 16. And she was wearing a very low-cut shirt. And her mom was eating an ice cream. And this daughter asked for a sample of one of our cookies that has mini M&Ms on top. So I gave her a piece of this cookie with mini M&Ms on top, and the M&M fell down the front of her shirt into her very ample bosom. And she just starts laughing. She reaches in, kind of shuffles around for a little bit, pulls out the M&M and sticks it on her mom's ice cream. Her mom looks at it and licks it off.
Oh my gosh.
She ate the boob and
all of this.
Oh my goodness. It was so weird.
The boob M&M. Oh my
gosh. That is wild.
Julie's crying over here. Wow.
Great. Anybody else got any fun stories they want to share?
I have an interesting one. I don't know if it's really funny. But my first job was at a dry cleaner's. And I worked like the night shift where, so I didn't actually do any of the dry cleaning, but I would like tag clothes and stuff. So I, actually, now that I think about it, I don't actually know if I ever saw this, but I heard them talk about this. But at the dry cleaning, you can get like starch in your clothes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not exactly sure what that is, but all I know is it makes your clothes like rigid, like stiffer. And some people apparently really like heavy starch on their jeans. And when you do that, they're so stiff that you can stand them up by themselves.
What?
And that I thought was like wild.
That is pretty cool.
My brother's jeans used to stand up like that, but it wasn't because of starch. It was because they never got washed.
Why would you tell us
that? Disgusting. Oh my gosh.
They were his work pants, okay? Yeah. Work pants can be gross.
I've worked so many jobs that I'm sure I, like, have some crazy stories.
I have a scary story.
You do?
I do. I have a scary work story, but that's not like, funny, so.
You'll have to tell it.
Oh, on the podcast?
Yeah. Or like, right now.
Oh, right now? Okay.
Yeah. All right, everybody. It's about to get scary up in here.
So I feel like healthcare is, like can be really scary. Mm-hmm. So my first job as a CNA was at a nursing home. And I worked both day and night shift. But on this, I worked a night shift. And it was just me and a nurse in the hallway. Like, I had the whole hallway to myself. And with this nurse, and I didn't know this nurse, and we, like, I was just sitting there watching movies. Everyone was asleep. Everyone, you know, everything was fine. And we have our call light button screen, whatever, right here. And it'll pop up with the number, with the room number as to where it is and how long the light's been going off. And it'll ding, just so that we know that it's there. Anyway. So I'm like watching my movie and stuff, and all of a sudden one of the lights goes off, and I was like, oh, okay. And I look down to see what room it is, and it's on a hallway that we didn't use. Mm. So it's on a hallway we weren't using at the time. They were doing construction. It was just like we didn't have enough patients, so we didn't need to use it. It was on like one of the first rooms. And I was like, I've never had a patient over there. So I was like maybe it's like one of the like housekeepers or whatever. And so the nurse is like, well, someone's got to go turn it off. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go. And so I walked down, and it's like dark. Like, we keep it dark out there. And so like, I'm like walking down, like super scared. Ooh. And I go all the way down, and it's like this eerily empty hallway. It's empty because there's no patients in this hallway. So I have to go all the way down it. And anyway, I go and I look in this room, and nobody's in there. Nothing. So I come back, and I was like, this is like I kind of like, you know, do the walk run. I'm like, and then I'm like sitting there, and a couple minutes later, the same one goes off. And I was like, what the heck? Anyway, so I start going by there, and as I'm heading there, it turns off.
What?
And I go down there, and there's nobody there. So I go down to the room, and I look in it, and nobody's there. I didn't see anyone leave the room or anything like that. And I was like, what the heck? Anyway, I heard it turn off as I passed the hallway, as I went down the hall. And so I come back, and 2 minutes later, the same one goes off, and then the room next door goes off as well. And so they both start dinging, and I'm like, what the heck? And at this time, I'm like, you have to come with me to the nurse. I'm like, you have to come with me. This is sketch. I don't know what's going on. Is it like some faulty wiring? Is it the, like, I don't know, someone playing a prank, whatever?
Phantom.
I don't know. People see some crazy things in there, man. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so we both like go down there, and they both turn off again. And the housekeepers weren't there that night. The housekeepers, gosh, like we found out, like just aren't there at night. So anyway, it was like kind of sketch, but wow. I don't know why those lights were going off.
That is scary.
Ghost.
But I was like wanting to cry. I was like, no, I don't work at that nursing home anymore. Not doing that anymore.
Oh man. Okay, I have a few. I've like mostly worked in the, well, I've always worked in the food industry, but
I usually am in the kitchen, but I've been a waiter a couple times. And that's always an adventure because just, like, dealing with people. I've had people who, like, literally started gagging when I brought them the food. And I'm like, okay.
Did you taste it?
No, they're like, I'm so sorry. I'm, like, repulsed by the smell. And I was like, then why did you come here? Like, oh that gosh. Was interesting. We also had to, like, serve all of the drinks on a tray. But the way they wanted us to do it was, like, to have the cups and the drinks. They were, like, bottled fancy sodas. And, like, have them all on the tray. But you don't pour the drink until you get to the table. But that changes the balance of the tray so much as you're, like, trying to do this. And you have, like, so four drinks. So that's, like, four cups plus four sodas. And I definitely spilled, like, an entire tray of drinks down someone's back while it's... Oh, no. Yeah, that was definitely... I was like, yeah, we're not doing this anymore.
Oh, no.
But
I walked out.
Yeah, but probably my best waitress story was when I was clearing. It was like a really, really high end event that I was working at. And we were like clearing the table. And so there's lots of different rules that were involved with clearing this table and like the people you had to clear and then the like how you carried everything anyway. So it was like super intense and like you had to end with the host, but you also, you know, you do ladies first and then you end with the lady host and then you do all the men and then you end with the male host. And he definitely was like the guest of honor. But I had 18 plates already and all the silverware. And I definitely like went and I took his plate and it was fine. And as a waitress, you're supposed to be like not even seen as like as little as possible. Do not get noticed. And I'm like clearing his plate and I just watch as a steak knife falls down the back of his chair.
This is a guest of honor. Like,
we can't say on this podcast who it was, but it is somebody, every person listening to this podcast knows who this man is. Everybody does. Every person in the country knows who this man is.
At least they should. Well, like, my gosh.
Anyway, so at this point, you know, I have two options. I either stick my hand down his back and be like, I am so sorry, sir. I definitely just dropped a steak knife down your back and could have impaled you. Or you just leave it and pray he doesn't move too much so he doesn't realize what he did. And I definitely opted for the second one. And it's fine. He was not stabbed. And she wasn't caught. And I was not caught. And I went back and got the knife after he left.
If anybody wants to know who it is, you have to talk to us in person.
Or you might also know who this is because you've heard the story because Corey makes me tell it all the time.
True.
Yeah. Good times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I do want to end this podcast on maybe a little more of a serious note, just talking about maybe some of the lessons that we've learned. We don't have a lot of time left, so we'll have to be quick. But I just want to tell our listeners, there are things in life that are a lot more important than work. And sometimes it doesn't seem that way, because sometimes you're just scraping to get by. You're just trying to get enough money for the next, so that the next paycheck will cover your expenses. And it sometimes feels like the most important thing in your life. But I just want to tell our listeners that there are other things that are more important, and it's okay to prioritize yourself and your loved ones and your relationships over work. Something that my sister-in-law taught me, she always says, I work to live, I don't live to work. And I love that, and I stand by that. There are things in life that are a lot more important, and I think chasing more wealth, chasing more success, trying to climb the corporate ladder, that's not what is going to bring you lasting happiness in life, and there are more important things we should focus on. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything to add?
I agree to that.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, I worked somewhere during school and I made it like really clear that like school was my priority and I didn't feel like that was respected, mm-hmm. Especially closer to the end. So like make sure people like you feel respected and know what your priorities are. Like Sienna was saying, like there are some people who do live to work and love their jobs. Julie just made a loud noise with her water. And that's awesome. If you find a job that you love, that's amazing. But, like, work shouldn't be the reason that you are living. Mm-hmm. And just know what your priorities are and know how to communicate them. And if you don't feel like they're being respected, then maybe it's time to find a different job.
And that's okay. If you need to move on from a job, move on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of freedom in saying, this job sucks all the happiness from my soul, so I'm going to leave. Mm-hmm. Corey is somebody who he has no problem doing that. Yeah. And it's actually something that I really admire and respect in him, because he kind of jumps job to job to job. But as soon as he realizes that a job isn't making him happy anymore, he'll move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, and something he's told me is, like, I feel like I've had an impact in this place, so I'm ready to move on, mm-hmm. which I think is cool, too, of, like, it's not just like, okay, it's sucking everything out of me. Sometimes it's like, I've done all I can for this place that I've worked. Mm-hmm. And so I could continue working here, but I don't feel like I need to, which mm-hmm. I think is cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally. Yes, I agree with everything that everyone's saying. I also think that I at my job right now, I genuinely love going to work mm-hmm. each day. Sometimes it's hard, and yes, it's so exhausting, and I'm exhausted afterwards and all of that stuff. However, I absolutely love my job, and it's the best job that I've ever had thus far in my life. And I think that's because I find it so true that if you do something that you love, it's not work. Yes, I mean, you know, you do things that aren't, like, the best, you know, parts of the job sometimes, but every job has some positive things and some negative things. However, I find so much fulfillment in helping other people and in helping families, especially, and getting, I like to talk to people. And so just to be able to do that every single day, but also to be able to just be with these little babies and to just kind of provide them with comfort, like, do something that you love to do and you will just be happier. Mm-hmm. And when you have to work, it's not going to be so dreadful to go, because you like either the people you work with, or you like what you're doing, or you have, you know, like this, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, my job is this. It's not the most important one, but the impact that you're making, or that you can make, it's like, a job is what you make it. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to impact your job, your workplace, and everything like that. So,
well, and in more ways than just working hard, it's your attitude and how mm-hmm. you treat others. Because I think about, you know, some coworkers that I have had over the years are the reason why I stayed at certain jobs, or they're the reason why I was able to make it through certain days. Mm-hmm. And you can be that person. You can be that light in the office or in the kitchen or in the hospital, wherever you're at. You can be that person, and you can make that difference. And you can make, you know, not, there are some situations that, you know, you should just get out of, but your attitude can make a huge difference. And you can make your job more enjoyable than it is.
Totally.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to add, Spencer?
Just going along with the, like, what you just said about treating others well, that kind of goes along for those who maybe are in, like, ownership positions or bosses. I've definitely had some bosses in the past that definitely treated me as, like, someone who's under me. And that never feels good. So mm-hmm. treating everyone equally while still respecting positions, I think, mm-hmm. is still important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. And if you are in a leadership position, nobody likes to feel like, the way that you said, like, belittled, mm-hmm. treated like they are less than because you are in a higher up position, in quotations. You know, nobody likes that. Yeah, I love that. Treat everybody like equals and be kind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. And be kind to workers too. Be yes. kind to
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We all need that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if nobody else has anything to add, we will wrap it up. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast today. You are welcome to follow us on Instagram. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And yeah. let us, you know, leave us a review. Let us know if you have any questions, and we'll see you next time.
Get out there and work hard.
That's right.
Yes.
Be nice.
Be kind.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.